So the next, so that's what we learned yesterday, is when it says Vayisham, look at Godol Otzum, Godol and Otzum. What's that all about? Is this, that was also showing the Lamalim and Atav of Klai, so even in Mitzrayim. Verov, what's Verov? It says Verov is Kamashinema, Ravava, Kitzamachasad. So Rav is associated with Kitzamach Hasadah Nesatich. You grow like the Tzemach Hasadah. You grew Shadayim like a girl who's growing, but you were Aram, naked ve'area, and weakened. And then I saw you being mispesesis in your dam, but I said, don't worry. So it sounds like that the Hemshech of the Pasuk is telling them that the B'damayeh Chayi is the way that they were v'rov. Because otherwise, why are you bringing that part of the Pasuk? That's not really part of the drasha here. The point is that v'rov means Kvashinemar, you grow like grass. So really, it would be enough to stop after the first part of the Pasuk. So why he has to bring the second half of the pasuk? Forever alive, Verachmas says it was just a separate. In Yecheskel, it's a separate pasuk. Why are we bringing it? So it sounds like the this you were B'damayich Chayi is Guva telling me that the dam suffering was a chelik of the Verav. Now, so he shtells on this a little bit. He says. In this paragraph, he says, in this paragraph, Dorshu Chazal Yadua, the Drosh of Chazal is well known, that they would put the children, they would bury them alive, and then all of a sudden the child would grow out of the karka. Now, Oid Yesh Bazek Havana Acheres, Kamashakazavdi Ba'arichus, which is in other places, and he says the following: Shemadrigas Yisrael hu, shekol shleimusam uma'alosam. Klal Yisrael reaches their darga who achar shem shfelim v'kimat achar hayiush hagomer ve'afisa. Klal Yisrael needs to reach a point of no return, almost, in order to grow from there. Moshe Kassel Bamedrash Sikisu Nashal Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yaakov Avinu Haya Zaracha Ka'afar Aretz. The first child that the Medrash you learn that it's all part of the Faratza. How much will you be? You'll be like Afar Aretz, and you'll find you all over the place. So he's saying the Medrash Darshan's not like that. You can be like Afar Aretz. Everyone's going to step all over you. And you're going to be mamish the bottom, the pitiful, the lowest of the low. And from there, you Faratza. It's like a Shmakatayich. And this is the way Mashiach will come also. B'inyan chevle Mashiach. Ki yir ke'oz la'asyad. Ve'oz ki eser al shamayim yodi. Like the Pasuk in Azinu. The Klal Yisrael has to reach the lowest of the low in order to go up from there. We're not just a regular. We go through our cycles. And before we can reach high, we have to reach the lowest of the low. And that's the comparison to the seed which is planted in the ground. Only after it's destroyed, then it can be unleash its innate power to grow. So that's what the passage says. Ravava, what does it mean? Ravav. Only after they reach the lowest of the part of the shibud, that's how they shoot. So therefore, the pasuk, which is comparing the ribuy of Klal Yisrael to the grass, he's saying there's the amkus there. That what it means is that the ribuy of Klal Yisrael was like a seed in the ground, that they had to go through a certain degenerate generation or something,
generation.
in order to from there grow. You can't grow, you can't grow without that. So, Mamil, that's a comparison to the grass. Now, according to that, it makes a lot of sense, the Hemshchel Pasuk. That you were bleeding and you thought it's not good. No. No, that blood is going to be what will make you grow. So that's how he's learning the Pasha Taich and the Pasuk in the Chazal here. In the Haggadah. It says, Vayisham Lagoi, Gadol, Atzum, Verav is related to the Ravova Ketzemach HaSadeh, that how did they grow? They grew through the Tsar. They grew through the pain. Which Lamaisa is a big Yisoid, especially nowadays. There's a lot of Nisyonis and a lot of nothing seems to be so simple. But apparently, that in order for us to grow, we need to go through those steps of that pain.
As Jewish people or as people generally?
The growth that we need as Jews.
As a nation.
Growth as people also comes with challenge, but it's a different part. Okay, now Chazal Darshan. Chazal Darshan, that there's two types of dams, that through those dams you got to learn, you got to save, be saved, and that's Dam Pesach and Dam Milah. That b'schus these two mitzvahs, you were zoicha to leave Mitzrayim, the Dam Pesach and the Dam Milah. Okay, and he goes on to explain. He doesn't explain it so well here. He just says here in this paragraph, he says that in order for Klal Yisrael to be zoicha to this new hanhaga of Lamala Min HaTeva, they needed to do these two mitzvahs. Okay. But I want to go off this Haggadah, and I want to tell you a piece from the Qur'an with a little chiddush that I had, maybe. Something an unbelievable shtickle. Okay? Like this. There's Yadua in the Gra, in his writings.
Yadua.
It's well known. It's the Gra in his writings writes that there's two types of Yetzirah. The Yetzirah Haka'asani and the Yetzirah Ta'avani. Which basically means, if you want to make it very simple, the Taiva is the physical Yetzirah, and the Ka'as and the Kina is more the emotional Yetzirah. So there's a physical Yetzirah which comes from your guf, your need to fulfill your bodily and physical desires. And then there's a koyach of the ruach, right? A person has a nefesh, ruach, neshama. So the nefesh is the physical, the ruach is the more spiritual. That's the emotional part of the person. So that's where the desire for honor, for kavod, and sometimes kina comes from. These two parts. This breaks down further into Esav and Yishmael. Esav and Yishmael also break down into these two. Yishmael, when they were asked, do you want to take the Torah? Maksiv Bey, Hashem for the least enough, just taiva. And Yishmael, as we know, is full of taiva. They're not interested. Esav represents kas, it represents ashar. Esav represents just the killing and the sinah. And therefore, Esav represents the koyach ha-kasani. Okay, now, if you think about it, right, one of them, if a person is a refined guy, he's not a Baal Taiva, he doesn't sit there when you put him at a smorgasbord. It's like someone said, what's the best thing you could offer? What's a great thing that you could offer a child? Ice cream cone. What's even better than that? Two ice cream cones. Offer them two. What's the worst thing you could offer a child? Three ice cream cones.
No.
Now he doesn't even appreciate the two he has because he can't get the third one. So the pshat is, when a person is a Baal Taiva, when a person is just seeking a Baal Taiva, they lose their etzem tzuras adam. That's what Yishmael, Pere Adam, is like. Yishmael lives like animals. They don't live like civilized people. Right? Whereas Esav, when the Ikra Taiva that you have is covered, so you basically you're missing. It's obvious that you're running after covet and everything, so you're like, oh, but at least you're a human being. You're just always looking and this, make a fool out of yourself. But Lamaisa, you're a human being. So the Vilna Gaon says on the pasuk, "Va'at Eirom ve'Arya," the pasuk we just quoted. You are Eirom, which means I wonder what, I don't know the translation of these words. But Eirom means naked with no clothing. And like this. Okay. Eirom means that you weren't completely unclothed. You weren't wearing honorable clothing. So it's like you were walking around, you weren't naked, but you basically weren't wearing anything to give yourself covet. Arya means completely unclothed. So what it means, you were Aram and you were Arya. What is the pasuk saying? Klai, so you were so low, you were Aram and Arya. So he says you were nichshal in both things. You were running after kavod. That took away your kavod on them. That was the first level. But you were also Arya, you have taiva. You weren't even a human being. So you lost even your tzuras adam. This is the Gra says in the Mechilta. Aram ve'Arya. So so the word is Dan Pesach, and Dan Mila has to fix both of those things. Dan Pesach comes keneged area, comes keneged this, that you're completely naked, means you ran after taiva. How are you fixing that? With the Bris Mila. Bris Mila symbolizes the tikkun of taiva, of redifas taiva. So first thing they have to do is become human being. But besides from becoming a human being, they have to become a yid. And that's what's Korban Pesach. And that was to Misakin the Arab. So that's what the Gra says on this. So he says, Klal Yisrael, you were Virav, you were growing, but Lemaisa, I needed to make you my nation. So how am I making you my nation? I'm making you my nation by giving you Dan Pesach and Dan Mila. How does Dan Pesach and Dan Mila fix the problem? Dan Pesach and Dan Mila fixes the problem because by counteracting with Dan Pesach, I counteract that you are no longer area. And with the Mila, I counteract that you're no longer area means that you're already able to come along on to the way of being at least like a basic human being. And Keneged Dam Mil Pesach was you even raising yourself up to a higher level. So Klal Yisrael needed those things in order to enter into the darga of being tachas kanfei hashchina. All right, it's a beautiful shtickle. That's not so much in here, but it's a very nice shtickle. Okay, shkar on my side again.